Sunday is Mother's Day, a day to say thanks, Mom, for tending the nest till we earn our wings, warding off dangers like the cowbird. The cowbird? Paige Flager from The Pulse at Here Now contributor WHYY has the story.
At a wildlife refuge in Philadelphia, spring is in the air. The flowers are blooming, the bees are buzzing, the sun is shining. It seems so serene. But in the treetops above my head, there's a war going on. Birds called brown-headed cowbirds look unassuming, but they're sneakily plotting their attack.
They hide. They spend a lot of time looking for nests, and they don't reveal themselves until they absolutely must.
They're looking for the nests of other birds. That's because the cowbird is a brood parasite, a bird that gets another bird to raise its chicks. About 1% of all bird species do that. The cowbird mom lays her eggs in the nests of other birds. Then she sits back and watches.
Parental care is costly. It takes a lot of time to look after your eggs. And so if you can save the cost of parental care by becoming a parasite and sneaking your eggs into other birds' nests, you can save a tremendous amount of energy and time.
That's Mark Hauber. He's a professor of animal behavior at Hunter College in New York. He's been studying parasitic birds for 24 years, and he's like, really into cowbirds.
When I have my next car, I'm going to have a special license plate that will read cowbird.
He loves them, but they're actually one of the most detested animals out there. That's because the cowbird doesn't just stop at leaving its egg in another bird's nest. It takes things a lot further than that. Let's say a robin comes back to her nest and notices a white speckled cowbird egg in with her bright blue ones. So she tosses it out. Little does she know, Mama Cowbird has been watching.
It monitors the nests of the host in which it laid eggs and destroys the nests of those hosts that have rejected the cowbird egg. We call it retaliation or the mafia strategy.
Except instead of an eye for an eye, it's an egg for an egg. Researchers have even found that if that mother robin tries to build a new nest, that same cowbird will come back and start the whole cycle over again. Robins and other birds haven't developed a defense strategy to protect against cowbirds yet. So the robin is faced with a choice. Raise the cowbird chick alongside her own babies, or lose all of her eggs all over again. Essentially, the cowbird mom becomes the godfather.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
But even if the robin accepts the cowbird egg and raises it along with her own babies, she still loses. The cowbird has evolved in such a way that it hatches earlier than robin eggs, and it's bigger, and it's louder.
When there are more begging beaks in the nest, the parents bring in more food. But what happens is that the cowbird raises its head higher, and so it gets more of those foods than the parents would give to their own young.
Eventually, the other baby birds in the nest starve to death. And then the cowbird twists the knife one last time. After all the robin has done raising the cowbird baby, after her own biological young have died, the cowbird baby leaves.
It undergoes what we think is an anti-imprinting process. It actually avoids the foster species and tries to seek out its own species.
It uses this call to find other cowbirds. And they teach it how to be a parasite. That leaves the mother robin all alone, with no babies to show for her hard work, and a really bad case of empty nest syndrome. For Here and Now, I'm Paige Flager.
And thanks to the Macaulay Library at the Cornell Lab of Ornithology for their help with this story.